Welcome back to the show. Joining me now, as promised, Drew Doherty for our off-season summer of getting to know the coaches.
Getting to know you. Yeah, we've talked about two coaches.
Getting to hear Drew sing, actually.
Yeah, just a little bit. We've talked about two coaches that don't have Patriots influences so far, Paul Pasqualoni and John Perry. Let's go to those Patriot influences. A guy in Mike Vrabel, who coaches the linebackers, that's about as Patriot as you get. Three Super Bowl titles. But his coaching background, really fascinating. He's seen so much in his time, both as a player and a coach.
Well, you know, he's so interesting to watch when we're out there on the field, even in games. The guy is so interactive.
Yeah.
You really still can't tell whether he's a coach or as a player, and I bet he could probably still suit up.
Yeah, and he described his influences, and he also talked about catching 12 touchdown passes. So J.J. Watt, he's got a long way to go if he wants to catch up to Mike Vrabel in that regard.
All right, let's hear a little bit of Drew's sit-down with Coach Mike Vrabel.
The one thing that Urban Meyer used to tell me as a college coach is that you just came from playing. So don't try to do or be anybody else. Just be yourself and form your own style, your own personality. There's no manual that you follow. And so the drills I came up with, or the drills that we run, or the drills that we do, or the things that how I teach, that's just a culmination of playing for good football coaches from John Cooper and Bill Cowher, Bill Belichick, Romeo Crennel, Gary Gibbs, all these guys along the line that I've played for, Dean Pease, that I've tried to form my own style, but with those guys in mind that, man, this really helped me, or I really like this as a player. And then you try different things and you just keep, you know, turning over the rock until, you know, you find something there that sticks with a player. I've been lucky. I've been blessed as a player. Played at Ohio State and then got to go to Pittsburgh and learn. You know, the one thing I remember from Pittsburgh was the group of veterans that they had. Guys that are in the Hall of Fame, Jerome Bettis, Damani Dawson, you know, Carnell Lake, Levon Kirkland, Greg Lloyd. Those were players that I got to learn the NFL game under. And so I think you're always trying to search for that mixture, you know, on your roster of, man, I was 21 years old and this guy was 32 and he was going to be an eventual Hall of Famer. How is he prepared? What's he do? And not that the years in Pittsburgh were great for my career playing-wise, but I think I learned a lot that, you know, when I got the opportunity in New England, it allowed me to carry that over and kind of bring some of that with me.
Well, you know, a lot of intensity from this guy, but he's not just a coach at work. He takes it home with him as well.
Yeah, he's got boys. He's got some sons in junior high and high school, so they're very, very active in sports. And he says it's kind of tough to tell the difference between the way he coaches the guys in the NFL and the way he coaches his kiddos. But fascinating subject. And two of those touchdowns, the 12 touchdowns that he caught, they came at Reliant Stadium. One was in the Super Bowl. And then one was with the Kansas City Chiefs later in his career back in 2009.
Well, like they say, if you can't beat them, hire them, right?
Yeah. Actually, it was 2010. But, yeah, they got him in the fold, and they did the next best thing instead of beating him.
All right. Well, who are we going to meet next week?
Romeo Crennel. He is he's a very interesting, storied defensive coordinator, coach in this league, and he shared some pretty cool stuff with us when I got a chance to catch up with him.
All right, we'll meet Romeo Crennel next week. Drew's going to stick around for another segment because we're going to talk about one of the guys that Romeo Crennel coaches, one of the best in the NFL, and that's J.J. Watt. Stay with us.